Listening to BDO's predictions for the 2009 pre-budget report. Joining us is Stephen Herring, tax partner at BDO. Stephen, what are the other issues do you think the Chancellor might address in the December pre-budget report?
Well, one issue that I hope he will see that he needs to address is the overtly and grossly excessively complex regime for the taxation of expatriates that's been introduced, and the non-DOMs. You can understand some of the reasons why the legislation's come into place, but frankly, all tax practitioners will tell you it's far too uncertain and far too complex to have a role in the long-term UK tax system. And there are certainly a lot of individuals who would wish to attract to the UK to entrepreneurs to start businesses, those to set up management organisations for global and European-wide businesses, that will definitely be put off by both the complexity and the impact of this legislation. So we'd really hope to see very significant simplifications be announced, either in the PBR or in the Budget 2010. The next issue that I'll mention is inheritance tax. The Chancellor had a useful change and should be applauded for it, to permit the unused part of an extent, the exempt ban, to be passed to a surviving spouse on death. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if the Chancellor looked to increase the tax take from inheritance tax by restricting some of the reliefs. Possibly he might think that the business property relief should be narrowed to a narrower range of businesses. One area that currently attracts business property relief is on trading companies quoted on the AIM market. It wouldn't surprise me if we saw some further restrictions in business property relief. The final area I'd mention of the other measures that might be included in the PBR is stamp duty, land tax, residential property. The so-called SDLT holiday for residential property is due to come to an end on the 31st of December 2009. It'll be interesting to see whether the Chancellor thinks that the property market is sufficiently robust for the withdrawal of that relief to not damage the market, or whether he thinks that, as I do, that it would be appropriate to continue that relief, particularly noting the fragile state of the residential property market outside London. There's been perhaps more recovery in London. So I think that's something that we would look to see. Of course, it would be very good to see that he moved from the system of stamp duty land tax that means as soon as you go over a particular threshold, stamp duty land tax hits in at the full rate. It would be much more sensible if it was applied on a graduated scale, so there were no artificial points in the stamp duty land tax charging system that provided a barrier to a sale price being increased by £1,000 or £2,000, because it just generates huge amounts of extra stamp duty land tax payable. But I think we might have to wait for that reform until the next Parliament.